Hello, Owen.
Hello, Catherine. How are you today?
Very well. Thank you for joining us from the Business Journal. This week, the Business Journal is profiling Matt Brown and some of his accomplishments and also some of the new things he's getting into. So first, tell us, who is this man?
Matt Brown is the managing director of the Greensboro Coliseum Complex. He's been in Greensboro since 1994 to manage this publicly owned entertainment and sporting complex from the private sector. Before joining the Greensboro Coliseum Complex, he worked for a firm called SMG, which is one of the largest facilities management firms in the country. And he had spent time managing facilities both domestically and internationally. So he's managing arenas here in the U.S. Italy was another place where he had managed events. And over the past two decades, what Matt has done is he has engineered the expansion, renovation, and continued development of the entire Greensboro Coliseum Complex campus. It has such a wide array of entertainment and sporting venues now to offer that it really makes it unique among publicly operated facilities in the country.
Well, now his influence is about to be felt in Winston-Salem because he's just garnered a contract with Wake Forest University to manage events over here in Winston-Salem. So what will that look like?
Well, it really is another example of the Greensboro Coliseum taking on unique responsibilities. The Coliseum complex falls under the umbrella of Greensboro city government. The Coliseum staff arranged a contract with Wake Forest University to book and manage events at their facilities. That includes the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum, BB&T Field, a wide variety of venues that the university doesn't feel that they have done enough to try to promote in terms of making them viable alternatives for additional sporting events or primarily for entertainment. The Coliseum Complex staff will now be in charge of seeking out events that might use those spaces. You know, one of the sort of big fish that they're going after is trying to get an entertainer to come and play BB&T Field, somebody that really has a national presence that has passed over the Triad in the past because they might not have been aware that there was a large-scale outdoor stadium that they could play. And so the Greensboro Coliseum Complex staff will now be in charge of helping attract those events.
Well, Owen, what are the pros and cons of this kind of arrangement? Because you're talking about a Greensboro City employee having influence and making things happen in a neighboring city.
The city of Greensboro would be interested in an arrangement like that because they're being paid. A model that Brown supports is one where the city would retain ownership of all the facilities in the Greensboro Coliseum complex, but would create a nonprofit entity. And that entity, which would initially be headed by Brown and his staff, would have a contract with the city and would manage those facilities within the Greensboro Coliseum complex. And it's looking like that proposal is going to be put before the city council within the next year and a half or so. It's a model that the city already has with the Greensboro Science Center. Years ago, the city of Greensboro both owned and operated the Science Center, but they thought a private model would be better. And so the city still owns the Science Center, but contracts with a private nonprofit to manage the Science Center.
Well, until all of that is decided, what are some other projects Brown and his team are working on?
Well, the city continues to make pretty substantial investments in the Coliseum itself. They're in the middle of a $24 million renovation that includes an overhaul of much of the interior of the arena, the Coliseum itself, with the expansion of the upper concourse, replacing all the seats, improving some sight lines. They're really trying to make a good impression for the ACC tournament, which will be back this spring, on those new teams and their fans that will be coming and experiencing Greensboro for the first time. And Brown is looking at other types of business ventures that might be out there. He has an idea for a regional type of ticketing operation that could handle ticketing for a variety of venues, such as the Wake Forest venues, other private venues, maybe the Carolina Theater, as well as some of the Coliseum venues as well. And as from a construction standpoint, he's not done planning for new buildings or new facilities on the complex grounds itself. He'd like to create another performance venue that really would broaden the spectrum of options that are there for entertainers. And that would be in a former Canada Dry building that's now currently being renovated. And so he's trying to land some sponsorship dollars for that.
Okay. Owen Covington, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.